Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just a quick tip of the hat to Mike Schaefer, who actually brewed a pot of coffee today. The best that has ever come out of that, quote, kitchen, end quote, down the hall. Not that they can't make, well, who am I saying? There's never been a good pot of coffee come out of that place. I don't know what you did, Schaefer, but you hit a home run, brother. 1-800-449-8686. And this is Temptation Island Week 2. Chris Norton, who was on our program last week, and if you remember, Chris was a 28-year-old telemarketer who had applied to be a consultant on the program to help pick the singles and to help pick the couples that would go on that program. Chris is joining us again with his attorney, Harvey Wireman of San Marino. What you're doing now, Chris, is basically you're reapplying to the show.
I had not reapplied to the show.
Can I jump in, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead, Harvey.
Chris is not reapplying. He did apply once. He did not get the job as a consultant, so he auditioned as one of the singles.
This perhaps, in my opinion, is the best showcase for my talents, Mr. Henry, that there has ever been out there for, that there has ever been for the producers to ignore me, Smacks, I think, of a rigged show.
Phil, we believe...
You said a rigged show?
That is correct, yeah. And, Phil, we believe the show doesn't want the couples to split up, but instead we do believe we'll bow to the pressures of the Christian fundamentalist right to maintain family and marriage, and is only pretending to have a program based upon the temptations of sex.
Okay, so... You guys are, is there a lawsuit in this, Harvey? Or?
Right now, we're mulling our options.
I just want to say, if they didn't want the couples to dump each other, then they would have had me on. I mean, if they did want the couples to dump each other, then they would have had me on. Okay.
All right, well, this is what you said last week, too, because you are, do you produce adult films?
My client is not in the adult film business as of yet, no.
But I'll think about it.
Okay, so there's something that you want to get into, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. You said last week that they didn't hire you because you were really sexy and...
They didn't hire me as a consultant because I don't think they could recognize how sexy I am. But, yes, I am very attractive. And it's hard for me to talk about this because I am a modest man. I don't want to draw attention to myself. But I think something has to be said, Mr. Henry, that this show would not hire me as one of the singles to tempt the girls in the couples, because I believe they don't want a sexy-looking guy like me on that show because they want the people to stay together.
Well, Mr. Norton has produced adult films. He starred in several of them. He also has a professional massage operation. He also has made what we call a commercial composite, which I'm told is very, very good.
And, well, these are all well and good, and I want to know what a commercial composite, by the way, is in a moment.
Well, it's a...
Well, hold on, but what I want to say here is that he was not hired as one of the singles. What's a single? A single is...
Single are the people who are hired to tempt the opposite sex of the couple. So the females in the couple go off to the resort where there are men, and the men in the couples go off to the resort where there are women.
And there are singles.
There are singles there.
And you and your client wanted to be hired as a single.
That is correct, Chris.
Yes, sir, because my talents do happen to lean in that direction. I'm very handsome, and I have a lot of experience, I guess as you say, with the opposite sex.
Okay, you didn't get hired as a consultant on this program last week, and I'm not sure I remember why you say you didn't get hired.
It's just the politics of the show, Mr. Henry, that we didn't understand. We think we understand it now.
You're saying now that Mr. Norton didn't get hired because he's too good-looking. He might actually tempt one of the women away from her boyfriend, and that would upset the Christian right.
Yeah, the Christian moral.
The moral majority, we think, wants this to cut a deal with the producers.
To stay on the air?
Yeah, we think so.
To stay on the air so they're not going to have anybody break up.
We believe so. And so they obviously can't rig it they can only get people who are not that good looking.
Yeah, and if you've seen any of the people on this program, I mean they're good looking. They don't compare. I don't think they compare to me.
Some of the people, the singles that I've seen and on this show don't look like bathing beauties, but they're attractive people, you know.
No, but they are attractive people, but I'm also much more better looking. If you saw my commercial composite, you see me in a variety of pictures that show me in activities that, you know, about the course of the day. My business manager, Lance Germain, took the pictures. And in one picture, you know, I'm in a business suit. I'm on a cell phone. And another picture is me at the grocery store picking up an apple or a melon. I forget which one it was.
I think it is a melon, Phil.
It's a melon that I'm picking up. And another picture is made.
So you're a very good-looking man who CBS would not hire for this, or who Fox would not hire for this show.
Yeah, the program is on Fox.
Because you might actually break up the couple.
Yeah, the Southern Baptists have a lot of money, and who knows who or if they played, you know, or paid somebody off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is week two of Temptation Island, and this is the second week in a row now we've heard from Mr. Norton, although you have your attorney along. You say there's something up with this show. They didn't hire you as a consultant, and they didn't hire you this week as an actual single because you say you're too good-looking.
Well, this is very difficult, Mr. Andrew, for my client to talk about himself because he is
I'm very good-looking, but I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk.
Give me the phone. He's very good-looking, but he doesn't want anyone to feel that he is. In other words, this is about more than him being good-looking.
Well, it's about the show, you say, rigged so that no one breaks up with their couple, with the person they're with, so that the moral majority, the Christian minority, is kept happy.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. Now, in your commercial composites, you say there's a series of pictures that show how talented you are.
That's correct.
Now, you describe, these are taken by who, Lance Germain?
Yes, sir, Lance Germain, who happens to be my business manager. He took a picture of me in a business suit on a cell phone, and that shows that I can be on the go in a business suit and on a cell phone. Also, another picture is of me at a grocery store.
You already told him about picking up the melon.
Did we tell you?
Yeah, you told me there's a picture of you picking out a melon.
That's correct.
Okay, what else?
Another picture is of me toweling off after a racquetball game, and, you know, I'm having a glass of white wine, you know. And here's another picture of me going to the mailbox, and here's another one of me walking outside, and then there's another one of me going inside. Okay.
And so they didn't hire you even after seeing all these pictures.
No, because if they hire a sexy guy like me, then the women would cheat on their men, and the Christian religious right would not be totally down with it.
My client is not proud of this, but he once slept with 12 women in one day. He had sex. He picked up 12 different women in different bars around the South Bay, 10 of them married.
Well, I picked up one of them and had sex in the bathroom.
All right, hold on for a minute, because we're going away. You picked up 12, you had sex with 12 in one day. Was this part of some competition?
Well, it was just a bet that I had with a friend of mine.
But that's how attractive and how sexy my client is, that he could pick up 12 different women in one day, 10 of them married. Two of the women that he picked up that day, he had sex with both of them within 18 minutes of each other.
All we want to do is we demand to know the truth about Temptation Island, because if that's how good I am, how come I was not picked as one of the singles?
Boy, you're not proud of that, huh?
I'm not proud of that, but I'm just saying that's how good I am. How come they didn't pick me as a single?
Did they give you a reason?
Yeah, it said you know,
they gave a lot of bullcrap excuses about how they didn't care. You know that they were already maxed out to the limit. So they had a lot of excuses that they gave.
All right, and you guys say it's politics. You say the religious right.
We believe the religious right. Yeah.
All right. Well, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Chris is back with his attorney. He did not get hired as one of the singles on Temptation Island because he believes Temptation Island has no intent on breaking up these couples because the Christian right wing would be all over them. So they're going to keep these couples together, and the way they keep these couples together is hire singles who are not that good looking and not that sexy. I got to tell you, I was so caught up in the drama surrounding the show last week, I don't think I noticed any of the singles. 1-800-449-8686. And you get the number of his attorney, too, Mike? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I can't tell if I'm looking at this commercial composite, you know?
Mr. Henry, this is a commercial composite that was professionally done.
I understand that. It's difficult for me to tell what's going on. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we're talking with Chris Norton and his attorney, Harvey Wireman. Mr. Norton is upset because Fox did not hire him to be one of the singles on Temptation Island, even though you say, Mr. Norton, that you're very good-looking, very sexy, and very attractive to women. I'm looking at the pictures of you. I don't understand what he's doing in this picture.
Which one is that, Phil?
Picture 1A.
That's me getting out of bed in the morning. I mean,
getting out of bed, I see the covers are up in the air and your hair is flying back, and it looks like you're running.
I am. I'm jumping out of bed with a flourish. You know, I'm sort of moving out of bed, going over to the bathroom.
It looks like you're running through a bunch of sheets.
That's me getting out of bed.
That is it. 1B. Is it 1B, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, let me look it up.
I already told you what it was. It's a picture of him.
Yeah, that's him getting out of bed, Phil. It's an artistic shot of him getting out of bed.
All right, and that's sexy.
Yeah, that's very sexy. Women want to see what a man looks like when he gets out of bed in the morning, after they've had sex, after they have had sexual relations. A woman wants to know what a man looks like, you know, when he's just sort of, you know, walking to the bathroom to go to the bathroom.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Vicky on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I can think of two reasons offhand why they didn't hire him for this position. One, if they did a personal interview, he's a pompous jerk who's too full of himself. Two, if he actually did 12 women in one day, they're afraid somebody in a momentary lapse of a reason might catch something.
Well, am I supposed to respond?
Yeah, do you have a response?
First of all, I was with 12 women in one day because they find me attractive, okay? And that's what I was trying to communicate to the producers of the show.
You don't lay 12 women in one day without being sexy to women.
All right. Thanks for calling. Here is Caroline on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Chris, is that your name?
Yeah, it's Chris Horton, yeah.
You're very full of yourself. I agree with the other
women. Well, no, I mean, I admit,
one person thinks is attractive, someone else might not. And your lawsuit is just a stupid, frivolous lawsuit.
No,
get a life.
I admit that I am very, you know, I have a good self-image, okay? It doesn't mean I'm full of myself. I just have a good self-image.
Okay, but to sue someone because they didn't choose you for a television show?
Well,
there are thousands of good-looking guys out there. You're not the only one.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about it. Why wouldn't they hire a guy that's obviously very sensual, and because they want the women to cheat, and they don't hire me, that means one thing.
I don't think they necessarily want them to cheat. I think they want to tempt them. And
yeah,
if they
want to tempt them,
it doesn't matter if
why wouldn't they hire a guy that's sexy?
Well, you know, maybe they're going by personality, and with your personality being so full of yourself, who
I'm
wants
not full
you?
Of myself. My composites were professionally done. And they show me in a variety of poses, okay?
Well, look, I see your composites, Chris. You're in a business suit on a cell phone. There's a picture of you here picking up, I don't know what that is. Is that a piece of fruit? Is that a volleyball or something?
Well, it's a sexy picture of me holding a melon.
Why is that? You said that was an apple.
We don't know whether that's an apple or not. We're looking into it.
Well, when did they take the pictures?
Huh?
When did they take the pictures?
These pictures were done 6 months ago.
Well, there's a picture here of him looking very quizzically at something.
Yeah, it's a melon from the store.
Then why does it look like an apple?
Yeah, well, we thought it was an apple. But I think we're off the point, Phil. The point that we're trying to make here is that my client is an extremely attractive individual, and that these black and white pictures show what kind of a lifestyle he has. And that is an on-the-go lifestyle that would be attractive to a lot of women.
Why is it that we've had nothing but women saying,
I've seen, wait a minute, Mr. Aaron, I've seen the way the women on the show, I've seen a lot of the women on the show, and I have to be honest with you, okay? The women that I've slept with are way, way better looking than that, okay? So I could make any woman on that show.
You're saying the women on the show right now.
The women on the show right now, okay? That redheaded woman, especially that redheaded woman who looks like trailer trash. You know, I mean, that's, yeah, go to bed. You know, I mean, I don't mean to say nothing about it.
Okay, let's not get graphic. You're saying that...
I'm just saying, I've seen the women on Temptation Island. And the women on Temptation Island are way, 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 way worse looking than any woman that I had gone to bed with. So why wouldn't the women on Temptation Island want to go bed me?
Yes, why wouldn't they want to go bed him? If they have been...
What do you mean, why they wouldn't want to go bed he?
Well, I mean, the point is that why that these women on Temptation Island are skanky compared to the top drawer stuff that he usually goes to bed with.
I go to bed with a lot of top drawer stuff, and the stuff on Temptation Island is not top drawer.
Well, all right, you got a good point there. I mean, but I hate to really, it bothers me that we're talking about women in these terms, okay?
We have to, Mr. Renner, because the job of every single, let me explain the job of a single on Temptation Island. The job of one of the singles on Temptation Island is to tempt the woman or the man into having sex. And those people do that. They do their job. And the last couple to hold out not having sex, that's the couple what wins, okay? And so I, as a very sexy-looking man, have to get a woman to sleep with me. Now, it just so happens I saw the women on the show.
Now, tell Mr. Henry what you said to me when you saw these women.
Okay. I saw the women on the show last week that are on Temptation Island, and I said to my attorney, I would be doing the Fox Television Network a huge favor by sleeping with one of these girls. Not to mention, I'd be doing these women a huge favor, too.
You're that good-looking.
He is. He's very good-looking and very sexy.
All right. Well, Chris, you haven't been hired, so what's the next step?
Well, the next step for me, then, is to just to simply take a look at this situation and consider legal action, because I think what's happening is the show's rigged. They don't want these women or these men to sleep with any strangers, and they are simply telling us that there's that possibility, when in point of fact, there's never going to be any temptation on that island. And, the Christian right.
We believe the fundamentalists have gotten a hold of this show.
Well, the fundamentalist right, the Christian right, getting a hold of this show and not having anybody sleep with anybody else would mean that they've maintained a certain morality.
They've maintained a certain morality, and I have never... In 30 years of practicing law, Phil, I have never seen a TV show that so clearly has the handiwork of Billy Graham about it than Temptation Island. I know somewhere either Falwell or Graham were involved in the planning, the execution, and the producing of this show. It looks like a Billy Graham job.
Well, on the surface, it looks like a show that's got nothing but sex in it, right? And drinking and...
On the surface... But you got to understand what Graham and Falwell do for a living. You need to understand that these guys are in the business of bringing souls over to the Christian right. And the way you do that is by creating an illusion. And they did it. And I'll tell you something, I can't believe it.
So Billy Graham is behind Temptation Island.
Well, why else wouldn't they pay me? I'm sassy. Okay? And why else wouldn't they have me come on that show as a consultant? Because I'm sassy. They drag people in with flashy programming, and they try to save souls, and all I want to do is have a chance, and they wouldn't give me no chance.
All right, Chris and Harvey.
Graham and Falwell go around the back door to get things done, and they went right up the old back alley on this one.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Henry Show. By the way, $89,216 have been raised so far for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids, 877-616-7445. $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling for the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. So we made ourselves about $2,000 over the last 24 hours. By the way, you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check. Phil Henry Show continuing, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton is back on our show this week about Temptation Island. You didn't get hired as a consultant on the show. You thought you were sexy and interesting. And you didn't get hired as one of the singles on the show, even though you say that you have slept with way better-looking women than the ones that are on that show.
That's it. That's the point, you know. And Mr. Henry, let me say one other thing. My client has...
Well, hold on and back off the phone, because the point I want to make is that a lot of people are saying your client doesn't sound very intelligent, and that's a big part of sexuality.
Oh, that's crap.
That is absolute crap, because how intelligent do you think those people are on that show right now? That's point one. And point two is, if intelligence is sexy, then why do they have all those male models in the female magazines modeling?
That's right. Why do they have that?
Well, all right, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Pam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I got a couple of points to make about thinking that Billy Graham and Farr were behind us.
Yeah? Are you there, lady? Okay, nice call. Here is Kansas City on the Phil Henry Show. Susan?
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
I would not be attracted to this guy. I don't care how he looks. He sounds like a moron.
Is that it?
Well,
you know.
There's more to sex.
What do your callers expect us to say when they call up and insult?
I have to say I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, ma'am?
Just tell him to take some grammar lessons.
I said to you guys during the break that a lot of people are saying you don't sound very intelligent, Chris.
And I answer with the same thing. When you look at a women's magazine, and
I know about the male models in a women's magazine, okay? And they look beautiful, and
well, how intelligent are they? How intelligent is Fabio, ma'am?
I'm not attracted to Fabio.
Let me ask you something. What man are you attracted to? Name a public personality that you would say is sexy.
Somebody that I'm attracted to. I'm trying to.
Are you heterosexual? She can't even think of anybody.
I can't. Hardly anybody that you would know. I think most people on TV in general are not intelligent.
So you're not really attracted to any public personality?
No, maybe Peter Jennings.
Okay, you'd be shocked to know this, Susan. Peter Jennings did not go to college and used to host game shows.
And I knew that.
That guy's an idiot.
Peter Jennings... I mean, if intelligence is sexy, how come Stephen Hawking doesn't get laid more often?
Good point.
Oh,
if intelligence
okay.
is sexy, how come Peter Hawking is...
Stephen Hawking.
I do think
Stephen
he's
Hawking
sexy.
Is... Why does he get laid?
You know what? Stephen Hawking does have a lot of women in his life.
I think Stephen Hawking is sexy.
Oh, bull crap. You know what, lady? You must weigh 300 pounds.
I weigh 120 pounds.
Yeah. Going on 300.
All right. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. All right. Well, listen, both of you guys, good luck, because you're going to need it with this lawsuit.
I'll tell you right now, we haven't considered a lawsuit next, but the next time I see Jerry Falwell, I'm going to ask him, and I'll hold a picture of Chris up to him and say, don't you think this guy is sexy. I mean, sexy.
The next time you run into Falwell, you let us know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Yes, it's back to Sassy Temptation Island tonight, and I'll be there. I'll be there, and I'll very proudly be there, because I told you last week the show's a smash. Thing's going to be a thing. It's just going to be a boffo box office, and as we already know, the two black people are going to be thrown off because they have a kid. Well, gee. They are going to be pitched off the show, Juanita and Joshetta. What is their name? Why Rod? Why not? Rod on? What's his name? Why Tossie and Tahid. And they're going to be pitched. That's the couple that's going to be pitched because it's found that they have a kid. So I don't know if they're going to pitch tonight. It'll be kind of cool to see when they pitch them. And I hope that Fox truly capitalizes on the possibilities of telling them on camera that they're off the show. Hi, guys. You're off because you have a kid. And capture their reaction. They go the fourth week, Melissa? Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a good show. By the way, there's a... Not everybody gets the L.A. Times, and I just want to ask you guys a question. In the Valley section of the L.A. Times today is a picture of actor Mike Farrell. Now, it says, headline says, actor Farrell to lead debate on issue of capital punishment. And the guy is into, debating capital punishment, which is fine. But there's a picture that the L.A. Times took of him, and he's standing in the doorway of an outhouse. Why? What has that got to do with capital punishment or furthering the aims of people who want to abolish the death penalty? Taking a picture of the guy that used to play B.J. Honeycutt on MASH, which is the biggest thing that he ever did, standing there in an outhouse. Is he trying to somehow, the closest you'll ever come to the death penalty is having to use an outhouse. And Mike Farrell is demonstrating that by standing here and having to breathe the fumes of an outhouse. Just the closest you'll ever come to a gas chamber is standing there. I don't get it, man. If you see the picture, maybe it's not an outhouse. I said to Mike and Melissa, I said, okay, actor Mike Farrell, I get it. Debating the death penalty, okay, I can dig it. Former MASH star, I remember. He's in a barn or something. The LA Times went and said, I don't know, let's do something with your barn, you know? And he looks depressed that he has to own a home with a barn. He looks sad that Mike goes out to the barn and, I don't know, shoes horses when he's feeling bad about the people who are on death row. Just like in People magazine, when they have these... That's why I've said, and not that I'll ever be in People magazine, but in the off chance, in the 80 million to one shot that I'm ever asked to be in People magazine, I'll refuse. And the reason why I'll refuse is because they ain't going to take no picture of me sitting in a bathtub or on a swing set, that's for sure. And everybody that gets into People magazine, I don't know, let's do something. How about a barn? How about shoe a horse, Phil? I've never do it. Come on! So he looks depressed. The picture of Mike Farrell is depressed here. Actor Farrell leads debate, issue capital punishment. He looks depressed. I think it's because he owns a home that doesn't have central plumbing, and he has to go outside and crap in an outhouse. But what does that have to do with the death penalty? Guy is leaning inside of his barn. I don't know. I live in an area, man, around me, there's people who have farms and stuff and barns and they're hobby farms and hobby barns and hobby ranches. And they're yuppies from the valley. And they sort of, you know, they made their bread, their dot-com bread, or I don't know. And they go out and they buy their little 14-acre thing. And there's a barn there. And I want to say, okay, so are you shoeing horses in there? What, do you go to get on Clydesdale and go out and you sow some... Oh, I don't know. It's just something that... I think that's what he has in his backyard, a hobby barn. You people with your hobby farms, get rid of them, okay? Let's just subdivide, turn it into a golf course. So anyway, that's going to be something to look forward to. Mike Farrell talking about the death penalty. That's thrilling. All right. I also want to mention to you that we have just gotten the results of my physical exam that I took, and the tests are all good except for my cholesterol, which is through the roof, according to my doctor, 162, and the normal is like 132, something like that. Now, Melissa says she knows people whose cholesterol is at about 300. I didn't ask you, are they prone? Are they in the ground? Do they have the backs to their suits? Oh, you're telling me that they're alive. Yeah, the doctor told me, we have the results of the tests, Phil. You die Thursday. All right, thanks. One is a 32-year-old buff basketball player, and he's got cholesterol of 300? That guy's a walking freaking heart attack. It must be in his family, I'm telling you. Because I was sweating, and I'm going to tell you right now, you guys didn't see it around here, I was really sweating these blood tests. Because I'm 48, and I haven't had a physical in 10 years. And even though I did take an insurance physical I took two insurance physicals over the last 2 years, so I had two sets of blood tests. They all came back okay, but you never know. This doctor is like heavy duty, man. He's running blood to see if it turns blue. You know, he's putting it in one of those cyclotron things just in case, if anything, I just want to see if it'll turn blue, and we'll work on it. And if it does, you aren't living for long. So just leave it alone, man. Just run the regular test. No, we want to run a test to see if... Phil, do you have a disposition to lycanthropia? Werewolf disease? I don't. Well, we're testing for it. How much is that costing me? Look, just test for the liver and kidney and all of the stuff, man. You don't have to test for lycanthropia. Well, we do in this office. I want to leave no stone unturned to make sure that you're 48, yes, a prime candidate for turning into a werewolf. So, and also, have you woken up in the morning with two little puncture wounds to your neck? No, I have not. I had a physical, I don't know, like 15 years ago, and the doctor was a real joker, and he said to me, Phil, do you mind for the insurance? Because he has to, you got to write down diagnosis. Do you mind if I put down lycanthropia just to see if the insurance will pay? And I said, what the hell is that? He says, it's werewolf disease. It's where a guy thinks he's a werewolf. I said, go ahead, have at it. The freaking insurance company paid it off. My insurance covers me for lycanthropia, which means if I wake up in the morning and I find an eviscerated sheep in my backyard with little paw prints leading in the window, I'm cool. I'm covered. That's a hell of a policy. I think it's State Farm, too. Man, I'll tell you, State Farm is there. So, yeah, I called. I was really sweating it. And, you know, and then I get the call. This doctor, and I need to talk to you, Phil, about one of your tests. And, oh, Jesus. They never call you unless there's something wrong, you know. They never call you unless there's something wrong. So I was pretty much peeing green bricks last night. And I finally called him today, and he says, yeah. And one more thing, you fat tub of guts. Your cholesterol's through the roof on this deal. So I said, what do we got to do? Well, got to, you know, small portions and exercise. I said, yeah, Susan Powder told me that 4 years ago. Well, I'm telling you again. You got to eat, you got to breathe, and you got to move. Remember her? Where's she at? What a great, flaming, marvelous, just starburst, and then she's gone. She had the butched out hair and the high heels. She's 400 pounds now. Okay, Mike. Susan Powder, she went from being, I'll bet you're not half wrong. If anybody has a Susan Powder update, that'd be a beautiful thing. Just to know, because she was with the, you gotta eat. The problem with her was that she was extremely strident. She was screaming at you all the time. Am I right or wrong about that? Every time I turned her on, I was like I had five cups of coffee. I was being assaulted by like a Gestapo commandant or something. It was, you know, with that blonde hair, I was imagining, you know, something out of freaking Auschwitz. You know, just, you gotta eat, you gotta move, you gotta breathe. Back off. Stop the insanity. You know, okay. I'll stop the insanity. I'm turning your show off, for starters. I'm going to stop the insanity. I ain't buying your tape. Susan Powder, she could be saying, eat, breathe, move, or she could be saying, papers, please. It doesn't matter. It's coming out of the same face. By the way, what do they mean when they say, are your papers in order? Thank God we live in a country where we don't have to have papers. Am I right or wrong? We live in a country where all I need is a driver's license. I don't have to have no papers. Can I see your papers? What papers? Your papers. Next time a cop pulls you over, any cop out there, I got $20 for you if you'll pull somebody over and ask for their papers. I want to see you do it. I want to see you go up to the window and, yes, officer, was I speeding? Let me see your papers. What papers? Well, you dirty little, pull them out of the car, you know. Just beat them to death with a PR-24. If they ask them, well, you stinking greasy. Boom, boom, boom. So, yeah, so he comes back. He says, your cholesterol is up around 161. I says, that's high, huh? You know, you wouldn't be telling me about it if it wasn't high. He says, yeah, it's supposed to be 132. So what we're going to do, Phil, is we're going to get that cholesterol down, and we're going to, you know, do the do and the funky chicken, too, you fat pig, you. So, goodbye, Tommy's Burgers. Goodbye. See you later, Topps Charbroiled. It's been nice knowing you. And In-N-Out, loved you, but that's the end of that. QP with cheese, see you later on that one. Let's see the spicy chicken from Jack in the Box. Adios, I'm a ghost. And finally, my other fave rave, oh yeah, Baja Fresh, bull crap if it ain't fattening. I don't care if you don't use lard, Jim. I can't get that Dos Manos burritos no more. That had no lard. You know, it's good for your heart. BS. You walk out of there, you're waddling out of that place. How can they tell me it's good for me? I tell you, I love Baja Fresh. But you waddle out of there after a Dos Manos burritos, and anytime you waddle, you figure you're putting on some weight, right? Do you walk straight ahead or do you walk side to side? Do you sort of go, you know, if you're walking and you're going more right and left than you are forward, it's called waddling. It's time. It's time for a crash diet. It's time for a fast. It's time to pull a Gandhi. Also like to thank my pal Craig. He brought in his 1958 Volkswagen owner's manual. I am now the proud owner, or will be tomorrow, of a 1958 Volkswagen Bug. So, you know, I'm living large. I got that 58 Bug. I'm going to take that thing into my backyard. I'm going to, tinker around with it, and then I'll drive it off a cliff. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's going to be so cool. Because owning a VW Bug for me, it doesn't mean anything to anybody else. It just means something to my generation. Owning a VW Bug reminds me of, like, driving home from my friends sometime in 1971, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, buzzing on something, I don't know what. And it's like 2 in the morning going up Golden West in Arcadia with Won't Get Fooled Again cranked all the way to patent pending on that little crappy radio they had in those things. And you can hear the VW sitting at a light. And pulling away. And there's Henry. That was my life in my little VW Bug until I forget what happened. I think I dropped a rod in that thing, and that's the end of that. So anyway, thanks, man, for that. 58 VW. And the price is right. But I don't know. I'm going to see. We got one of the kids is going to be driving here in a couple of, well, actually in about 6 months to a year. And I thought that I would present it to him as a gift, and I realized he probably would cry. Because, again, today's kid, at 16, when you say, here's a car, either you give him a Dodge Durango or he's going to blow his brains out. Bottom line, you got to give him like a Dodge Durango. He said that to me. Oh, boy, I turned 16. I'm going to get a Dodge Durango. What? Who's going to get that for you? I thought, well, I'll give him a Volkswagen Bug or give him the truck. No, he'll slash his wrist because that's crap. He can't be seen driving in a crap can car like that. Let me ask you a question. How old should you be before you're allowed to drive a Mercedes-Benz? I think you've got to be minimum 50. 50. Not 25 or 30 or 40. 50. And Maria says to me, why don't you get yourself a little two-seater sports car? That's a, sure, now I'll really look old. Nothing better than a bald guy at 48 in a sports car. Unless I'm Paul freaking Newman. He looked okay at 48 in a sports car. I ain't getting into no sports car. At my age, the only car I look decent in is a big-ass Cadillac. Big, convertible, marshmallow interior with the faux mahogany, wheel. And the weird-looking chrome-spoked wheels and, yellow, like banana yellow. Or some kind of a gold fleck with the big steer horns on the grill. I got on the 10-gallon hat and an Ashcroft for Attorney General button. And I'm sitting there, now I believe in myself. That's the way I'm going to live. But there ain't a chance on God's good green earth that I'm getting a two-seater sports car. She said, how about one of those Stingrays? I saw some guy driving on the road in one of those 63 Stingrays. I said, nah, it's just ain't going to happen for me, okay? First of all, I can't afford it. So anyway, thanks for the VW. That's my speed, man. And it's got the little tiny window in the back. It is just gorgeous. And does it have the bigger window? They got the larger window at 67, 57. Anyway, it's great, man. Thanks. It's Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686.